telling you math could be fun.
Whenever you work with powers, you want to try to get the bases to be the same. And so looking at 27, 27 could actually be rewritten as 3 cubed because 3 times 3 times 3 is 27. So this could be rewritten as 3 cubed raised to the a minus 1 power is equal to 3. And over here, same thing, 64 could be rewritten as 4 cubed because 4 times 4 times 4 is again 64. And so 4 raised to the a plus b power is equal to 4 cubed. And whenever you raise a power to an exponent, we keep the base and multiply the exponents. So 3 times a minus 1, 3 times a is 3a, 3 times negative 1 is negative 3, is equal to 3, and there's an invisible exponent of 1. Now that the bases are the same, we can set the exponents equal to each other. So 3a minus 3 could be equal to 1. And from there, you could actually solve for the variable a. So you add 3 on both sides, giving you 3a is equal to 4, and then finally you divide 3 on both sides, a is equal to 4/3. Now looking at this equation over here, the bases are again the same, so we could set a plus b equal to 3. And we know that a is equal to 4/3, so we just plug it in, 4/3 plus b is equal to 3. To solve for b, we just subtract 4/3 on both sides. That's going to be b is equal to 3 minus 4/3, and to solve for that, 3 could be rewritten as 9 over 3 in terms of a fraction, minus 4/3, that's going to be 5/3. Now that is the value of b.